This is TaylorMade Speaks.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Sunday Nights with your host, TaylorMade. Look, I am so excited that you're here on today. We have an amazing topic. It's going to be a part two that we're continuing. It's how to say no. You know, sometimes we don't know how to set those boundaries, but we're going to continue our conversation. But before we do that, I just want to say happy International Women's Day to all the incredible women out there, and we'll be right back.
Keep it locked and loaded. Taylor Made Speaks.
Ooh, it's something about, just something about the way she moved. I can't figure it out. It's something about her. Something about kind of woman that wants you but don't need you. Hey, I can't figure it out. It's something about her. Cause she walk like a boss, talk like a boss, manicure and nails to set the pedicure off. She's fly effortlessly, and she move like a boss, do what a boss do. She got me thinking about getting involved. That's the kind of girl I need.
Welcome back. You know, we're talking about how to say no to people, and sometimes it can be very, very hard. And here are the reasons why it can be hard, because you don't want to upset others. For some people, maybe you have, you know, a kind heart, and you know, you don't want to make somebody feel bad because you're saying no. And sometimes when we look at saying no, it might bring guilt. You might feel guilty when you're saying no, because you want to help other people. And just the fear of if you turn them down sometimes can put that guilt pressure onto you. Some of you might think that you can't handle it just to say no. You know, it's that, it's like I said, that fear and that feeling of being guilty by saying no. And it can add on unnecessary stress onto your shoulders. And then when we look in at the word no, we tend to be people pleasers. So saying no can be particularly difficult for those that tend to be people pleasers. And unfortunately, those tendencies can lead to pattern of self-neglect. You're talking about self-sacrifice. And it can be detrimental for our health. So some of the areas and some of the places that you need to say no sometimes is maybe at work. And I know we have some managers and some corporations, some company is going to say, Taylor, where are you going with this? But sometimes we take on more than we can handle on our plate, right? Sometimes we're given, you know, when your boss give you, you know, some projects, sometimes we have to not say no, but maybe say, look, I'm working on 15 different projects, which that is a lot, but just say you're working on 15 different projects and maybe this other project is going to be on the back burner or you're not going to get into it yet. And I think that we need to be honest. Sometimes we want to be, you know, like I said, people pleaser and boss pleaser, and we just continue taking on projects instead of having an honest conversation. Maybe you can delegate some of those work, right? If you are in a leadership position, or maybe you have a colleague, maybe we can delegate the job and share the job, or just be honest and say, look, what is the priority for these tasks that was given to me? Because I'm feeling overwhelmed and I don't want things to fall by the wayside, right? So we got to be honest. Sometimes in relationships, when we're talking about saying no, That can be very challenging because you want to say yes to certain things that your partner wants or what your partner needs. But it's important to protect your own needs, right? And your own interests in the relationship. So sometimes that means setting boundaries and saying no. And I'm not saying that being disrespectful and not honoring the person. And when I'm talking about saying no, I'm not saying that, this person want this for your birthday and you say no. I mean, it's more to that, right? Maybe you guys are having a common goal, right, that you're trying to obtain. And maybe this present that this partner wants might deter you guys from accomplishing that goal. Maybe it's to buy a house, right? So sometimes I think it's warranted for saying no to certain things and maybe revisiting it another time, right? I mean, when it comes to relationship, you got to work together. So maybe you can't have it right now, but that doesn't mean that you can't have it later on. And what I mean by that is don't lead the person on to say you can't have it right now. And then 20 years later, the conversation is still, you can't have it, right? That's just, I feel that's ridiculous, unless it's something that is completely out of your range. But if it's a goal that you're working towards and maybe you can't obtain it now, but maybe in, 6 months, a year later, it's possible, then you work towards that. Sometimes we have to say no to our friends and family. And that can be difficult. You know, I think when it comes to some of our family members, our mother, father, or immediate family members, it's sometimes hard to say no. Sometimes our parents are bullies. Some people, cherish honoring their mother and father. And sometimes your parents rules your life or dictates what you need to do in your life. But there's a time in your life, especially if you get married, or you have a partner, that you need to put your foot down and you have to draw that line and you have to set those boundaries, because now it's you and your partner, you and your significant other, right, that needs to make those decisions. Maybe somebody dipping in your parenting, where that's your child, not theirs, but they're telling you what to do and how to run your household and what have you. And sometimes we have to say no. So I just want to do a quick recap. I'm saying no, that it can be hard. And when we look at you don't want to upset other people, or sometimes you might feel guilty, or you might think that they can't handle you saying no, or maybe you're people pleaser. We discuss that. Also, we discuss some of the places that you might say no at. Is what at work, you have to set those boundaries, right? When you're dealing with people that's in authority over you and is putting too much on you. Sometimes in relationships, right, maybe you have a common goal to obtain something financially, but you have to set those boundaries, right? Maybe you're in charge of the finance. And then with our family and a friend, our immediate family, right, you have to put those measures in place where you don't want a family member to kind of control and dictate your life. Look, I'm glad that you joined here with me on today in the studio. My name is TaylorMade Speaks. And one thing that I don't sign off before I say is that you also got to include God in every situation that you do, because he is the author and the finisher of our faith. And through him, we can do all things. Look, until next time, have a great evening.